a lot of guys. I grew up in a big Italian neighborhood. I grew up in Rome. And then we moved to Chicago. I lived in a crummy neighborhood. I remember when I was a kid, I remember like laying in bed at night and looking at the stars and thinking like, where the hell's the roof?
Very wrong with him.
That's Rocky the Port. Rocky's going to be part of the New Year's Eve festivities at the Rouse Center in Crystal Lake. John, how do I go about getting tickets for the New Year's Eve show, the annual Steve Cochran New Year's Eve for people that can't stay awake until midnight?
Actually, it's really easy. You can go to rousecenter.org. That's rouecenter.org. Or call the box office at 815-356-9212. Or go to rousecenter.org. ticketforce.com.
Rousecenter.ticketforce.com. It's 7:44, and Rocky the Port joins me now. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hey, what you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing good, Steve. I'm excited. And you know, a little while ago when Andrew was doing the weather, she said it's going to be scattered showers on and off.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What time are they going to be on? And she...
What, Rock's what looking you, for specifics.
Rocky, what time do you need them? What time do you need them on?
I need them off between like 11 and 11:30.
Okay. 11:30. You know, ironically, they're going to be on between 11 and 11:30 today.
Oh, you're killing me.
Rock, what do you have going on between 11 and 11:30? Walk into your car. What's
yeah,
the?
Yeah, I got a. Get my new haircut.
Well, it's a big day. Have you started Christmas shopping yet?
Yeah, a little bit. I got some stuff done, you know. And I love the holidays, Steve, you know. You know what's great about them? Like, everybody usually, like, right around when they're over, in between, everybody goes, hey, come on over. We're having leftovers, you know. I think that's like saying we like you, but not enough to make fresh food.
It is kind of true.
Yeah. I'm going to eat some of this junk in our refrigerator that we're going to throw out.
But don't you have like 37 kids? How many kids do you have?
Yeah, something like that, 37. You're going to get that high, you know. I got four kids and 10 grandkids, man.
Yeah, you know, I just had my first grandkid.
Ah, God bless you. What'd you have, Steve?
Little girl. Abigail Grace. She's a week old tomorrow.
Congratulations, my friend. That's beautiful.
Yeah, that's great. Now, which of your grandkids is your favorite?
Probably Harpo. No, I like them all. They're all the same. The one's a little weird, but they're all. Here's a tip, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, they started calling me Grandpa. I'm like, guys, let's call me Uncle Rock. How am I going to get some action with this grandkid? You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's great that you're asking the grandkids to pimp for you.
Yeah, you know, the girls love the kids. They like that, you know. So I got to do it with the kids, you know.
So you have the grandkids go out to the park with you so women will find you more attractive?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to grow. I'm going to teach you a lot, Steve. You're going to love this.
That's so good. You been following the presidential stuff at all?
No, I don't. Those guys, you know. I don't know.
Did you meet Donald Trump? You're in and out of L.A. all the time. You ever met Trump?
Well, I was there when he said, when they told him it was going to be El Nino this year, and he said he was going to build a wall to keep it out. That was,
No, I don't think it was actually, I'm pretty sure it wasn't a wall for El Nino, but you know, it is Trump, so who knows. Are you worried at all about terrorism?
I was worried more about it raining between 11 and 11:30. People are still crazy, Steve, on the airplanes. Like, the other day, I'm flying. Some lady on the airplane next to me is breastfeeding on the airplane.
Sure.
And I'm like, does she even know this guy? And,
Holy cow.
Nobody cares.
And it's awkward for you, Rock. That's the problem.
Especially because he was in the middle seat, probably.
Yeah, of course. Plus, you think he's going to get a crick in his neck the way he's leaning.
Yes.
What do you...
massages in airports now. Did you know that, Steve?
They do massages?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was standing there in line. You know, I had all my clothes off. Like, it's just your neck. I'm like, well, you need to put up a sign there, buddy.
Need some clarification. Oh, yeah, they can't expect you to know the rules. So where are you going to spend Christmas?
I'll be home here with the kids. You know, I'll be with the grandkids and everything at Christmas, and I'm really excited about that. And then and in between that and our gig, I got some gig in Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's at the Scranton Cultural Center. So I guess it's got something to do with yogurt. I don't know.
You know, when I think Scranton, I think cultural.
Yes.
Yeah. Or yogurt. I think yogurt.
And what exactly do you want for Christmas? Rock, you're always giving to other people. What do you want?
Man, I need a belt.
Yeah. All right, a belt. We'll get you a belt.
Yeah.
I love it, man. He just always makes me laugh.
You know, when I first met him, which was probably mid-'80s, and he was moving pizza ovens for a living.
Yeah.
And just doing stand-up, like, you know, winning some things. And he came out, and I remember he was at a show, and he goes, yeah, you know, this is fun. I'm having a good time. This is really good. I go, Rocky, you're going to headline within a couple of years.
And he did.
He did.
Yeah.
He's so good.
He's really good.
He's so good.
And a good guy, too.
Great guy.
Really good guy.
He just can't work between 11 and 11:30.
Right.
Well, he's got a new haircut.
The haircut. You can't.
He's got a new haircut. You got to take care of the haircut.
You do.
Mary's back. By the way, that Rocky Laporte is the guy that will be with us on New Year's Eve, and we hope he can be there, too, at the Row in Crystal Lake. 7 o'clock seats almost gone. 3 o'clock, a little more room there, but get your tickets again at rowcenter.org. All right, then. And follow the links there or just get a hold of us. And do we have that up on social media, Kev? We ought to have that up on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah, we just put it up on your Twitter, @Cochran Show.
Okay.
There's a link there.